All right, let's start this piece of shit.
Hold on one sec.
Let's try not to make it a piece of shit. How's that sound?
Right, we'll leave this. Whenever you're ready.
I want to make sure Jeff is cool.
Maybe I was referring to Dave. Maybe it was, let's start this comma piece of shit.
Ooh, grammar burn. I love it.
I wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Way too tired to even understand what you just said, so.
Oh, you are a piece of shit. Yeah. I love you, though.
I don't think you're a piece of shit.
Thanks. You are. I think Jeff is a liar right now.
Yeah. I'm not honest, but you're pretty.
Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm choking. I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
Our intern is currently in hiding from the pack of juggalos that are trying to hunt her back down to have them rejoin them.
I'm still upset about that.
That they're hunting her down or that she dated a juggalo?
That she dated a juggalo. That anyone dated a juggalo.
I'm actively excited that she did that.
Yes.
I got to be honest with you.
The bully in me is happy.
Oh, yeah.
Actively excited.
I got a text from our social media manager at the end of that episode being like, this is going to give me a week's worth of material to use. I am so happy right now. I was like, good. Go with God. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm a little off. Still reeling from yesterday's or
Puppy Bowl?
Sunday's.
You were Team Rough and Team Fluff just kicked the crap out of you?
Is that the names?
Yep.
Oh, I had no idea. No, I can't believe that Tom Brady's the greatest football player of all time.
Yeah, he is a giant piece of shit.
You know what's funny?
And I don't care about sports ball, and even I know he's a piece of shit.
Well, you're not wrong. And I think we'll discuss that in a bit.
Yeah. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm delightful. Like Jeff, still recovering from Sunday's activities.
Sounds less like sports and more like fisting.
Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit of both.
Good for you,
yeah,
buddy.
I mean, you know,
Be careful. There is a stretching point of no return.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it makes pooping easier.
Jeff hit it once with me.
It actually makes not pooping impossible. That's kind of the line. That's kind of the line you don't want to cross.
I'm teetering on that line,
yeah,
I guess.
You don't want to get there.
We don't need his sphincter having more free reign than it already has.
No.
That's how
Nobody
brain cells
that.
Are damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So, that Super Bowl thing happened.
Yeah, I am...
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we supposed to refer to that as the big game?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be sued for me saying Super Bowl?
Possibly.
All right, well, then let's just talk about the Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl. I got an email about that at work. They were doing like a pool, and it took me a second to realize that it was a play on words. And I'm glad I didn't say anything to the person. I want to be like, you're a fucking idiot. And meanwhile, I was the idiot. Speaking of idiots, Tom Brady has won 5 Super Bowls, as much or more than every other player ever.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason he doesn't have more, our New York football Giants.
It's true. He would have 7.
It makes me very happy.
He would have 7 if it wasn't for the Giants.
Yeah.
But I don't even want to talk about the game.
Oh, good, because I was about to fall asleep.
What I want to talk about is Ed's comment about him being a douche.
Because he is.
Which is funny, because he is, but, and everybody says that about him, and yet I can't really pinpoint why he's a douche.
Besides the man Uggs?
I love those. That's not it.
Okay.
His stupid chin, his political views, the fact that he looks like he's constantly smelling his own farts and getting high off of them.
Maybe.
One of them might be it.
Might be it. But I mean, like, everyone fucking hates this guy. It's crazy.
Winning will do that.
I guess that's what it is. Because really, like, what did he do? Like, what has he done? Like, his political views have really only come up in the past, like...
30 days.
In the past 2 weeks, in the past month, whatever.
Yeah.
Yet, everyone's fucking hated this guy for a decade. Everyone hates him.
That's not true. I didn't even know he existed until 2 years ago.
But did you hate him?
Oh, the minute I saw him, I hated him. Yeah,
there you go.
He has a face that looks like you just want to take it and smash it into a wall.
And I don't know why, but I'll tell you what. He made a commercial for some medical MRI facility or whatever it is, which is fucking crazy. You must be the McDonald's of fucking medical imaging facilities to be able to get Tom Brady as your spokesman.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Was it on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, it was on Super Sunday. I think so.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I'm pretty sure. Where he stores
the rings?
Yeah.
So I'll set this up real quick. He goes in. He's going to go in for an MRI or something like that.
As one does.
You have to take all of your jewelry off. So they're like, all right, do you have any jewelry? You can put it here in this locker. And he holds his hand up, and it's got 4 Super Bowl rings on it. So he takes them all off. He puts them in the locker. She goes, anything else? And he's like, oh yeah, forgot this one. He pulls out a fifth Super Bowl ring and puts it, and she goes, yeah, you don't want to have that on you, whatever. And he goes, Roger that, and puts the ring in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you something.
Awesome.
I fucking like Tom Brady now. I like Tom Brady now because of that. Because this cock goes and makes a commercial as if he already won the Super Bowl. And it's not like he didn't film shit last night.
No.
This wouldn't have been enough time. Already filmed. And then shouts out Roger Goodell, who suspended him and basically, you know, ran his name through the mud as if he needed help for people to hate him. I'm like, this guy's, you know what? This guy's the GOAT. This guy's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady.
The GOAT?
Greatest of all time.
Yeah. Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, goats are usually unwashed critters, so.
Yeah, no, this is GOAT, all caps.
Yes.
That's obnoxious.
No, it's great.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, he's the GOAT.
He's a GOAT.
He's a GOAT.
I'm telling you
he
now.
He looks like a GOAT.
I'm telling you right now.
He looks like he's.
I'm a Tom Brady fan.
I'm a goat fan.
Like the animal?
Yeah, he loves him.
Mystery.
That's yeah. up until Lisa, that was exclusively his dating history, which is goats.
Are goats the ones that like eat tin cans and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It's crazy, by the way, that they do that.
Yeah, I can barely get through half a tin can. I don't know how they finish the whole thing.
I like to eat soup out of the can. That's gross. But it's true.
Do you use a spoon or just with a straw?
Nope, spoon.
Attaboy. What kind of soup are we talking here?
Anything that's not like a creamy-based soup.
Ooh, cream-based soups weird me out.
Yeah, out of the can, especially.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Heat that anything, up a little, would you please?
Any chowder or anything's got to be heated up.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you're talking about something that's broth-based.
That's fine.
Shake that bitch up. Good to go.
Chug-a-lug.
Yeah.
So what did you do for the... great sports ball game, Dave.
I watched it.
Good.
I drank. I ate. You want me to keep going?
Nope. I stopped caring after watched it.
I'm glad.
Did you enjoy the puppy bowl?
Oh, I love the puppy bowl.
Did you enjoy... I know you had to at least watch the halftime show.
I did. And I do love me some Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
I do. I love Lady Gaga. She is phenomenal.
Big controversy. She didn't jump... The day of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Pre-recorded.
Because, you know, FAA regulations when you've got 300 Intel drones flying around making American flags and shit. You know, next thing you know, an airplane crashes into that and you've got a, you know, tragedy at the Super Bowl.
That was pretty cool, though. The drone thing.
I made an Owen Hart joke. And nobody liked that one.
Oh.
I'm like, too soon? You serious? I was in high school when that motherfucker jumped. Come on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that one didn't go over very well.
If I was in the proximity to hear that joke, I'd be on your side.
Yeah, you would have liked that. I know. So what do you
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. I'm all for it. Hell, that could have happened last year, and I still would have laughed at it.
I was, yeah. You have to laugh at it.
You do.
Laugh through the tears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big halftime show guy? Do you watch all of them?
I don't really. I don't really care about it too much. That's usually when I take my poops and...
I'm almost never
into
them.
It's his own halftime show.
Yeah. Fireworks included.
What about you? Me? Do you always watch them? Halftime show?
Not always. It has to be somebody that like I actually like. And I don't even watch them during the event because I don't want to accidentally watch football.
Is that your least favorite sport?
Yes. 100%.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate football.
It's the sport of kings.
It is the most boring, stupid thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I would sooner hit myself in the nuts with a croquet
mallet. This conversation is not worth diving into.
And it's crazy. He's vehemently anti-football.
Yeah.
And he's not even anti-sports. He enjoys some. Just hates football.
I will go see any sport live except for football.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can agree with that. Outside of the tailgating part, I could agree with that. Football, I think, is the least attractive sport live.
Well, Dave, I'm talking about my tolerance. Like, you'll actually watch sports on television and become engaged with them. I look at them and go, eh. I enjoy watching them live because it's just a different... I'm there for the energy of the room.
Correct.
More than anything else.
Oh, when you say live...
I thought he said broom.
I am like there for the energy
of the
room.
Like an enchanted broom. Yep. Sorry. You got sidetracked.
How else do you get to those sporting stadiums?
Spending.
That would be an ideal way to go to a sporting
especially
stadium.
Especially if you're going to watch Quidditch.
Hmm.
Nah.
Anyway.
It's not a real sport.
You guys
You shut your mouth. Wizards, come on now.
Did you guys catch the Guardians 2 trailer?
Fuck.
I did.
I didn't, if you couldn't tell.
I was waffling on it.
Not only did I not catch it, but I forgot to watch it since. I saw a still image of it with Baby Groot on Rocket's shoulder. I have not watched it. What'd you think?
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah?
It's going to be really good.
I got to check it out. I'm sure it's going to be good. Who was the director? Was it Gunn? James Gunn?
Yep.
And he's back for this one?
You betcha.
That's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
I don't think they're going to let him go off of this ever. I think they're going to shackle him down.
Listen, if it works.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you leave? You're making money hand over fist. Like, that kills me when people are like, oh, I want to do more fulfilling projects. I'm like, fulfill my wallet, motherfuckers. You find me a role, I don't care what it is. Reboot the Addams Family, I'll play Uncle Fester until I drop fucking dead. Just pay me. That's it. I don't care. I don't care.
That's actually excellent casting, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They really should get on that.
They really should.
I don't give a shit what role it is. Bring back the kid that played Chunk can't be the Goonies anymore. I'll play it. I'll play any fat guy. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I'll play a fat woman. I don't care. I'll do the white guy version of Big Mama's House for the rest of my life if you're going to pay me enough. Could not care less. People want to chase their dreams. Fuck your dreams, man. Stop that. You're making so much money.
You're... artistic soul and vision is really inspiring to me right now.
I have none. I have zero, zero artistic soul and vision if I'm getting paid. Like Steve, what's his real name? Chris Evans?
Yeah.
Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. You don't want to play Iron Man anymore?
Okay.
Like, come on, dude.
So here's the thing about that, though. They were both talking about leaving before... Ike Perlmutter got jettisoned off of being in charge of the movies.
All right.
And then after that went, they were all like, yeah, we'll do this until we're dead. That guy was a piece of shit.
Yeah, but still. This piece of shit, how much did he make? How much does Robert Downey Jr. make?
A lot more now that guy's gone. That guy was keeping everyone's salaries real low.
I still think I'd take it. I still think I'd take it.
Well, yeah, that's because it's an amount of money that we're not going to see reasonably anytime soon.
Yeah.
Well, except for Dave, but that's just because he's a hooker.
An unsuccessful one so far.
Well, you get paid to put your clothes back on.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
it's like I'm the reverse hooker.
It's really double dipping. You're like, oh, how much for that hand job? Yeah. Oh, wait, you're taking off your top. Ooh, no, take all this money, go away. Ah,
he farts and it sounds like somebody blowing into a jug, and they're like, get out, get out. I know what's in store.
So did you hear about you know, it's protest night in America on Saturdays?
Yes.
Did you hear about the protest on Saturday?
This one was pro-Trump, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge turnout.
There were tens of people at the one in Manhattan. Somewhere, I think it was Maine.
Was it Maine?
I think they got 8, which is, you know, really handy for when you're dividing up the pizza that you're going to order.
Yeah. Everybody gets a slice. Yeah. Heard Maine is a beautiful state.
It is.
Not that has nothing to do with it. I was just thinking. I wanted to say something bad about Maine, but they only had 8 people show up to a Trump rally, and the foliage is gorgeous. I have nothing bad to say about Maine. Yeah. So, a pro-Trump protest. Uh-huh. Didn't go over there.
No.
So well.
No, they were tired of all these people being babies and crying about how Trump's president.
What about the lumber company? Don't forget that.
Oh, I didn't even watch that commercial.
You didn't?
But I heard
your heart out.
I heard everybody that was, you know, pro the citrus czar was beating themselves senseless over it.
The lumber commercial. If you watched the 84, full one,
it was 84 lumber.
84 lumber. You watch the full one, it rips your heart out. Like, seriously, you need a box of tissues when you watch the full version.
Mm. What's the message? What was the message? Because I don't remember.
It was, you know, you have the mother, and she shows a picture of what I'm assuming is family in the United States and kind of the life that they live. And they're in what you would assume is Mexico. And they go on this, you know, walk towards the border. So that way they can go join their family. And they're walking, and the little girl is picking up little scraps along the walk. And you can't really tell what the scraps are or what they would even come close to making. But they are red, white, and blue. Gives you that. So the part that you don't see in the Super Bowl commercial, like the actual commercial that aired, is they get to a point and there is this massive wall.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom starts crying, the girl starts crying, and then the girl goes into her little backpack and pulls out what she made with all these scraps, and it's just like torn and beaded, you know, it's all this scrap stuff, but it's, you know, resembles the American flag. Anyway, so it's like that for a while, and they're crying, and the mom's holding her, whatever, and then all of a sudden they realize there's a door. Because a guy just, you know, went in his pickup truck with lumber in it and drove through this door. So the door is open and they walk through the door.
So what you're saying is I need a tissue because that's heart-wrenching. And Donald Trump needs a tissue because that sounds like something he'd masturbate to. Mm-hmm. Up until the door part.
Correct.
Got it. Gross.
Very offensive to many people.
Yeah.
That does not make me want to buy lumber, though.
Correct. No, well, ineffective ad, but still heart-wrenching.
Wildly ineffective.
To be fair, though, there's not much in this world that makes me want to buy lumber.
Yeah,
I don't often watch a lumber commercial and go, hot damn, I need me some 2x4s.
What pisses me off about that commercial has nothing to do with the contents of the commercial, but the fact that the commercial is a fucking to be continued. And then I can't just watch it on TV.
Well, that's
because
the network X-nated it. The original version of it that was going to air wasn't allowed to. That's why they did it like that. They gave a different edit just so that way they can get something on the air.
Still doesn't make me want to buy lumber there.
No. Yeah, it's ineffective. Like, I think most Super Bowl ads are ineffective ads, but, you know, they just...
They're really ineffective to me too.
I'm glad that the talk about the commercials has died down significantly.
Besides here and Nearly Coherent.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
we're talking about the day of Tuesdays over here.
The day of, like, how people talk about the commercials being better than the games and everything.
Yeah,
that's pretty sad. But for a few games, it was true. There were some boring-ass Super Bowls in recent years.
Mm.
So, did we cover everything on the Trump protest?
Well, I mean, you know, a whopping 18 people, I guess, is... I'm sorry, I'm lying. That was some fake news. I think there was like 40 people.
Alternative facts.
Yeah, straight-up alternative facts, people. You know, cars going by at their normal speed.
Speaking of alternative facts.
Speaking of alternative facts...
We should.
I mean, like, I feel like a lot of people have done this, but I want to join in commemorating the many victims of the Bowling Green massacre. So, to Kellyanne Conway's career, I say so long, bitch. I'm talking about the career being a bitch, not her.
Well, is she a bitch?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I hate her. I hate her so
much. Is she the one that looks like a fucking goblin?
Yeah. She's the one that looks like malnourished Ann Coulter, yeah. And that's impressive considering how malnourished Ann Coulter
she
is.
She looks awful.
If they are going to do a live-action Lord of the Rings theater show, she could play Gollum.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to just, you know, base everything just on how grotesque her face is. But we know that on the inside, she's also a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay.
Yeah,
I think it's fair.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. She is human garbage inside and out. Speaking of human garbage, Dave, have you asked your girlfriend to marry you yet?
Nope.
God damn it.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Guys.
Can't even figure out how to do it. I still can't. Still thinking.
Here's what you do. Can I just... Listen, I like to think of myself as a little bit of a creative, so I'm going to throw it out there. You get down on your knees, and you thank God that any woman is willing to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw yourself at her and go, what do you want to not leave me? And then whatever she says, you give her.
Mm.
And then that's it.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeff, you're the romantic of the group.
That
feel right to you?
I think so. I think you need to really play up the desperation.
Yeah.
I think that's what sells you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Desperation in comfortable sweatshirts is pretty much Dave's got going on.
That's the Dave brand right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's exactly what I do. But I think I have like a way to further my cause. Like, it's not exactly getting down on a knee and asking, you know, begging her to marry me.
Mm.
But
and recognizing your sweet lucky stars that anybody wants to spend time with you. Go on.
Correct. Now, I'm just kind of going on a limb that she's not going to listen to this episode. Chances are she will, and my idea will be ruined. But either way, I have an idea for Valentine's Day.
Do tell.
And it's a good one, and I think this should give me a little extra time to propose.
Okay.
You know, like it'll further my leash, if you will.
Are you going to tell her you're pregnant?
I could get away with that with
a lot
the
of
gut
people try to fix relationships with babies. Yeah. I didn't know if you were going that route. Okay, sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
Nope. I good idea though. Maybe next year.
All right.
but
I'm here to help.
The Bronx. I saw this. The Bronx Zoo has a great deal for Valentine's Day.
Oh, please tell me it's orangutans.
No, it's one better. I think.
Ooh.
With a small donation, which is the key for me, because a small donation is the only kind of donation.
The only thing you do is small.
Yeah.
Well, with that small donation, you can actually name one of their acclaimed, I had no idea that these things could be acclaimed, Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Oh my God, those things are fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can name them after your loved one.
Okay.
So, Lisa, the Madagascar hissing cockroach.
All right, so
might be a thing come Valentine's Day.
Can I give you my take on that real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Just from a conceptual bit here, mm-hmm. Do you really want to call your girlfriend a hissing anything? Because that does imply
anyway. So
just name a star. You don't even need to pay for that. Just fucking just print shop a certificate up.
But if you. So a $10 donation gets you the naming of a cockroach, but for just a little bit more, you get a plush version of said bug.
That's horrifying.
How much is a little bit more?
I don't know. They don't, I mean, come on. You think this reputable site here called Tinder is going to give you that information?
Oh, fuck. It was, that's where
it was from Tinder?
That's where most of, that's where all their advertising money went to for this promotion.
Well, good luck explaining to her why you are looking at articles on Tinder.
Well, yeah.
Have a nice life.
It's a slight issue that I didn't really think of before this.
Here, honey.
You may want to, before asking her to marry you, you may want to see if you can even convince her to move to the same state that you live in.
That's a bit much.
Take it slow, buddy.
Let's
slow.
Let's not get crazy here. Let's get the marriage done first, then maybe she'll move.
Mm.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
That would actually be pretty funny if you got married and she stayed. She's like, no.
No, we're good.
My job's here. Don't just do it. No, yours is there. Just stay. Just no, you're fine.
Weekends are fine.
Stay there. I hope we find out one day that she's just doing this for a green card.
This is, hopefully it doesn't get revoked in an executive order, though. Yeah. That'd be a real kick in the balls.
Yeah, I was just going to say, she better hurry up. You never know what next week's going to bring. So, speaking of cockroaches.
Yes.
I just read an article today that was gruesome. Woman was suffering from headaches in her...
Oh, God, I read this article.
Behind her eyes and in her sinuses and whatnot. A woman in India... and she said as she fell asleep, she could feel like the pain, like moving. She goes to the doctor. They check it out. And a cockroach had crawled up her nose and burrowed into her sinuses. And there was a living adult motherfucking cockroach crawling around in her face, inside. Horrible, right? They had to go in with like a scope and pull this fucking cockroach out of her. It like burrowed into her sinuses.
Oh,
how about that? How about them apples? Well, good night, everybody.